get the grind out and settle the chagiga dav dal and begin them with beis. Get into the matzah and tell the bin with the gemara kizvoiler is panai. When you're going to come to see my face, now Pirush Rashi explains the nafkele. Where do we learn this halacha out? Problem about wearing shoes on Har Habayis. The fact that it says trampling my courtyard, sounds like he's walking with his shoes. That's a wonder, because the Gemara brachos of some reason base mapikle. The fact that Hashem says to Moshe ben Hashem, take your shoes off. Pesach Mitzvah says the Hasan Maker, really that's the primary source. We prefer to bring regarding Riya, because it says b'chulu. So therefore, since it says here regarding the mitzvah of Re'iyah, so we prefer to bring this in Kisavoy Lidois Panay. So that's why we bring this pasuk, even though that's the primary. Like it says in the pasuk, that you're going to bring over there, and you're going to come over there, and you're going to bring over there. If you could come, then you could bring. The Torah's bother says, "What to bring this?" Like someone who's uncertain besides Tomei Meshalvik, when they're saying they could bring their karbanas. And the opposite of the lesson would be, even though they cannot come, that clearly contradicts what we're saying over here, that if you cannot come, you cannot bring. So it says, Hosam Mayer bin Darman Davos. There's Tuma by donations and vows, Shein Kibun Zman, Pavosrakon, that doesn't have a set time on when you bring on the Yom. There'd be a lot of senders through Shlech. Now, the High Krom, this puzzle will learn out that if you can't come, you don't bring. Let me show you, Elba Elisriya, that's Tuma by Elisriya and Shamach Hagiga, to be aware, that's where you need to come. That's where it's dependent on showing your face. And therefore, that's what excluding. If you can't come, you don't bring. Now, Ach Kosh L'B'Shimon. But this is difficult according to B'Shimon. Lovin Perek Basin Maikon says, last Perek Maikon of Tezem and Avu B'Yoyim Bo Yakri B'Pasin Yecheskel, that on the day that he comes, he's going to bring his chattas. Which he says means Bezmanch Uro L'Pia Yakri. When he's fit to come in, then he's Makri. Bezmanch In Uro L'Pia. He's not fit to come in. Yakri. He's not Makri. The Gemara proves that a Mitzayra doesn't send his Karbonis to a Shlech because he's not fit to come. Now, according to what he's saying, it sounds like any Tomei, not specifically a Mitzayra, cannot send his Karbonis because he can't come in. Now, says Taisa, he lets Leahu to Leelder, but Tomei doesn't hold up that Brisa that says that all Tomei could send their Karbonis. The Mashma, that sounds like Manda Poly, something no one's disagreeing on that Brisa. And the Limit Tabal Chalik is not logical to differentiate to say the Hasam over there, this Rebbe Shimon says, that it's us, maybe from Mitzrayim Lachod, maybe it's only by Mitzrayim. But he, that price that says that you could send it Bashar to me by other types of Tumah. No, because the high crowd, that pasuk of Yom Boy Al Kodesh, the stomach sip, that was said unspecified. Mashmah that called to me, because that's going on ultimate, not just by Mitzrayim. And then Bechid maybe going to say that, oh, yeah, it's only by Mitzrayim. Because Mishnah Lechsev Lemonade, because what it said before that, it says, Shavas Yom Yisperulai, the 7 days he has to count. The Mashman may see put his sons going on his days of counting. The Koy Davka Mitzayr, that's only by Mitzayr that has halacha of counting 7 days. So therefore, maybe it's not going on by Mitzayr. But he agrees with it to me, and maybe he doesn't disagree. So it says, no, because the Pasuk itself interrupted what it was saying from previously by saying, Abiyam Boy Lechadish Lechotza Panimis, which the Deshina Minei from there we learn out, Zu Asir Se'efa, that's the 10th Eva, which the Kohen Hedge brings when he starts off as Abayda, is Mechaz Chinech. So it agrees to that Joshua. It's only after that that it says, Abiyam Boy Yakrib. So there's an interruption between Mitzray and this Joshua. So it wouldn't make sense to dash in more Mitzray than another Tamei. So back to the question. How could he go ahead and what is it with the previous price? It says, you could send your Karbans as an Arlo Tamei. Here it sounds like all of them cannot send. Well, moreover, says Taisa Hosam over there, when the Gemara is in doubt regarding if a Mitzrayim could send his Karbanis, Havale Lasuye should have brought Lahu, or Tamei should have brought that price, or Tamei that you could send the Karbanis, to prove that you could send. So, says it appears to me that truth is, Rabshim agrees to the price, that Arbal Tamei could send the Karbanis. But the Hosam of Karbanis, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayat, and Mari, there we're talking about Karbanis of the Mitzrayim that had healed from his Tzaraas. We're talking about the 8th day of his healing. When he wants to bring his carbon, then he got tzaras again. So the carbon is obligated, he cannot bring it. Why? Because he's not able to enter now. Because Mitzrayim that gets healed brings carbonus, that's because he's purified from his tzaras. But if he gets tzaras again, that undoes the point of his carbonus. So therefore, Shimon holds in such a situation, he cannot bring. I'm a dumb davis, but when the Mitzrayim wants to bring the dumb and the davis, maybe Shapa he could bring, yeah. That's after Mitzrayim can wish out to me, like all other to me. Plus, the Mirach be double the Farish, Kirsa takes out the mem, Hahi, not over Tamim, Mishalka come the same, just that over Tamim bring the Kaban the same, but they bring the Smicha, and they don't need Smicha, and now they can't come in when they bring the Karbanis, so they're not able to do Smicha. Just like someone can send his chattas from overseas as the Gemara brings the Gittin of Chofchas Maveiz, the Parakla, which the Gemara asked, that Baboy Smicha, but even if we presume they're still alive, but they need to do Smicha, Mukul, the Gemara explains it, Bekarbin Nashim, talking about carbon of women that don't need Smicha, Bechatzaiv, which also does not Smicha. What's difficult is, why by will tell me, do we say the Kitzin the Kabonis? Why are we not concerned for a bit of smicha? That Teresa says the hasam over there is actually ba'aral someone who's uncircumcised. Shemes achem achlan hila. The brother died because of mila, and betamei is coming with tzarizav. The ain tar also it's luy rak revu. His healing, his purification, it just depends on in the sealing. Be'afshus leiv lashabat loyim. Could be he's never going to be healed forever. And like this guy who can't do the mila also because his brother died. So v'havel mechuyim carbon, but he's up again in the carbon. So hikach liver tev londer sheyev lesmicha. It's better for us that he brings it without smicha. And we're not going to wait because his brothers died. And we're not going to wait because maybe he's never going to get healed ever again. But awesome. The beginning there, we ask it because yes, we should wait until he brings it himself. That's why I ask it over here, there, not over here. I didn't ask the host in Perkim, most. I was also lengthy with the third Perkim Gittin explaining this idea. Next test must begin with the Gemara, the Marba Oral Kitami. It's going like a Bekiba that includes the Oral, it has the Aloha like a Tami. Now, Amar Rav Rabbi Chanam. Says the Hadith of Kral the Lel Lemuti Le Tum Duran Dragon is this, we need a passing previously from Zachorcha to Bimamayit, the Tum Duran Dragon is, please bother. He says, what do you mean? Very simple. Because of, you have a Sabak Oral. Because Sabak Zachar Sabin the Cave, and there's a Zachar, he's not circumcised. So it says, this is the Hasmali with the Rabbanu, it's going like the Rabbanu, that they don't include Oral. And if we need a special meat for Zachorcha. But you're right, because Lord Bekibel, it's Zachar, couldn't Bekibel, holds Oral like a tummy, and it's Sabak Oral, you're right, you would not need a special meat for them, that it might be a problem, but a realist. Now, me, however, says to the Akash, what's difficult is, am I yitzach a meat, la'oral gabi pesach? Why do we need a meat for oral regarding the carbon pesach? Which is, like it says, la'oral yachaboy, typically mitami. What do you mean, according to Bekiba, he's no less than a tummy, and a tummy person cannot eat the carbon pesach. So, why do you need a special meat for oral? So, it says, Yashlam, as you can say, the hasim matin and oral shamesa achamachim smila. There, we're coming to exclude specifically an oral that he's uncircumcised because his brother's died from mila. The lav katame, such an oral is not a katame. Now, what means that difficult to perish Rashi, which the Mefarshim pointed out here, it seems like Rashi actually doesn't say that. But that's only for Rashi, the Mefarshim to Hassam, that he explains over there, oral shemesa machim achas machim mila, that's the type of oral that we're talking about, that his brother's died because of mila. Here's lav machim, so you can explain what you've had. The picture of Ben Tam the Mefarshim according to Ben Tam that he explains, Shadig Machmas Hatzar, that he's worried because of the pain, that's why he's not doing the bris milah. But if his brother's dead because of milah, then actually his reason why he's actually would be permitted to the carbon pesach. So yes, actually, then you have the difficulty. The bekibud the marble oral ketami, the corner bekibud the marble oral like ketami. Am I itzur krol oral the pesach? Why need pesach for oral by pesach? Table the ketami should be sufficient that he's like a ketami person. So if you're something you can say is no, the mahasim over there that from chorol lechabay yadin le ba'amam. We know in general, in other words, keeping the Madama Oral to Tamei B'Pesach, since we compare Oral to Tamei B'Pesach, the Shin Nami Ish Ish L'Abbas Oral to Tamei, therefore we expand from Ish Ish to include, like Gemara brings it, Oral like Tamei, in other words, the fact that we see by Pesach, the Oral like a Tamei, and he does not eat the Pesach, so now it's logical to say, when you say Ish Ish Giyatzurai Zab, that's where we keep it gets to Oral Ketamei. But if not, if we wouldn't have said B'Chor like Abai, we would not have said Oral like Tamei. And we would have said Ish Ish coming to say some other Drasha. And that's why we need that, because that's actually a source for this. I reckon maybe you cannot say, explain the Ilek Akra, that if you wouldn't have a Pasuk, the Oral by Pesach, El the Oral Katame, and all we have is Oral Katame, which like we were asking, Hayisayim, I would have said, the Pesach by Barelis, that the Karm Pesach would be able to be brought by some of those uncircumcised. That is because the Ehaba Rubin Arelim, Kameh Betumam, if the majority would be uncircumcised, like Tum, in other words, that Tais is saying that this that you need to pass a car like is coming to tell us that it's previously said that wherever you conclude Oral, it's telling us like it has a lacha like a tummy. What's bothering Taisus is that why don't you say that maybe without the pasuk or lacha boy, I would have said that where the majority of the Jewish people are Arelim, then the Pesach should be brought in Arelis. Because you learn that from Ishish, Labas, or Katame, and just like if the majority of Jewish people are Tame, you can bring a Kompesach Tame, so too, if the majority of Jews are Arelim, that the Kompesach would be brought in Arelis. And maybe say that's what the Pasuk Aral Lechabai is coming to tell me, that even if the most would be Arel, you wouldn't be able to read the Kompes of Arel, maybe that's what you need it for. So he says, no. The Bedad, you wouldn't need the Pasuk. Why? Because I mean, the Haman O Yedinon, because from where do we know the Rab is Aral Katami, to say Aral is like a Tami? That's me, Ishish Ki Tzurezav, like our grammar brings that Pasuk. But I'm like, Sibrak to Matsuras of Zivas, that's only to Matsuras and Zivas. So this, so comparing Aral to Tami, is for the Tum Tras Azav. From that pasuk, you wouldn't be able to say like a Tum Mes, because when Anamin Birish El Dvam Pasul Nazamach Zayin Marab Dle Dachi, that we don't override the halacha of tumah v'kor pesach, rak tumah mes b'lbat, lom tumah b'lbat. So therefore, even if the majority were arelim, you would not make the pesach barelis, because you don't include oral to be like a tummy mes, only if it's up. So therefore, they can't be why you would need the pesach v'kol oral loyachubay. Now it says v'hash the sugya d'hocha pliga arova d'reshal. Now our sugya is arguing, disagrees with what Rova says in the beginning of oral, and Yvam is on base on base. The comma that he says, the little shamatan of the marba arba katama, that we don't find any tama that includes oral like a person for all halachas. And the question is, why not? What do you mean that the nukwe kirbi kiva? Why not say it's a kirbi kiva? What do we bring over here? Well, parakli mahacha, and the gemara asks on Rava that says we don't find shamatan from over here. The oral b'tamei b'tamei nariyah. We see the oral b'tamei parmariyah. So we find that there is such a brisa. So why does Rava say that there is no such tana? Mishani, my answer is shani hosam mishan demois. In other words, this is the oral b'tamei nariyah. It's not because oral is like tamei. It's because it's just repulsive, but repugnant that the oral should be in the azar. Now, Tais asks, now mashma, it sounds like the full rabbanon might do that. Even the rabbanon that they agree, in not claiming. In other words, that this oral is part of Maria is love mishum the marbalei ketame. It's not because that you're including him like a tummy. Elam mishum the mois because it's repulsive. So what's difficult is here in our Gemara we say the oral part of Maria is like Rabbi Kiva that includes oral like a tummy. But from the Gemara over there it sounds like no, everyone agrees because of mice. So what it was, so it's not necessarily like Rabbi Kiva. Mia shlema, however, says this. What you could say is dalchem perusha, that what it means is like this. Shani hasan there is different from the mois when the Gemara there explains that it's because it's repulsive. It's actually in Rebbe Kiva. That's why we compare oral ketame because it's ma'is. Now, avaloshe oral matame b'nikiy ketame. It's not that oral should be contaminating like by touch like a tame person. For that, there has no logic of this ma'is. Therefore, doesn't say them near each other. In other words, what Rav is proving is that we don't find any tana that teaches the touching of tumah. So obviously, the Kiva does not include oral like tummy in all situations, right? Only regarding Re'iyah. So if you explain the Gemara like that, so then it's not difficult for Master Gan Rav, because that's because even Rav doesn't say that all is part of Re'iyah, that even like Rabbanan. Rather, what he's saying is that's a Svara, is because it's repugnant. That's according to Kiva, that's why he includes oral ketame, but Rabbanan don't hold it yet. And it's not a universal thing. It's not that he's actually tummy. It's just that regarding the halach of Mios of going into the Azar. So the Musar, the Techachava, Kaddish Baruch Hu, all the more so. Which is that you were not going to give a good answer to be totally off the hook. But says Taisa, the Mekama Devar must lift out Mekzas, because for many things you actually could get yourself off the hook a little bit. These are Perkadar, like the Musar and Abin Abzamechem and Abbas says, you can't lift the Kalam and Dinshaw Tvilah, that could exempt the whole world from the Halacha of Tvilah, but there are excuses, but not for everything. Because he said, Shmuel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's nothing that was written in the Torah that I didn't fulfill. But says this, late boy, he didn't want that Moshe Rabbeinu should testify that he fulfilled at all, because the one how should Moshe Rabbeinu know this? But Lahoy B'Dai wasn't in the generation. Rather, he said like this, this is how I learned, and this is what I did. Come and test with a useful like this, and therefore that will help me in my defense. But not that Moshe Rabbeinu should say that he kept all Torah. No, he says, Master Begin was Gemara. He said, Mik Inish to Azabla Zimni. Is there such a person that could die not in his time? Which, like you see in Amma, the Girsa takes out the first word of the Maskal, because Shahari Rav Yisrael was Shalkaf, not Rav Yisrael, as the stories contain that he asked this. Chalzelim and Tazlai Shazklim, because actually on this question, the Gemara doesn't end up answering anything. The Gemara doesn't say an answer for this. It just says that, yeah, there was such a thing. And the Gemara is asking if there was such a thing. And the Gemara is saying, yes, there was such a story. That the Malach HaMavis would frequent by him. The Mesapa Mashiach Lekvad, that he would tell him all the old stories. Because Hayub did the Mirim Gadlin, the Shai Bebez Sheni Hayub. Because actually, this story of Mirim that braids the hair was actually the story in the second Mesamidish. There's Ima Shalplain, Yigdiz and Beshavis, that the Gemara brings up Kabdal Mavez, and even much later. And that's what it says, that he was telling over him the old stories. And it's not a story that happened at that time.